USA Radio News.
President Biden took a trip to Florida on Tuesday to help his party campaign ahead of next week's elections. He tore into Republican proposals to change Social Security and Medicare.
The vast majority live day to day relying on Social Security and Medicare, and maybe a little help from their families. That's why I'm going to keep fighting for these programs, because I believe, the word my dad uses all the time, everyone's entitled to be treated with dignity.
U.S. News and World Report has named the best places to retire in 2022. Topping the list, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, due to its health care for seniors, low taxes for retirees, and the overall happiness of current residents. Call it an Amish paradise. Also of note are Toledo, Ohio, and New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.